Lord, teach us what we are to know, show us what we are to do, to be your disciples. Amen. Wondering if you've ever had a mountaintop experience. Mountaintop experience. Maybe you were hiking in the woods, climbing a mountain. Maybe you were standing at the top of a mountain, ready to just ski down. Not me. Sometimes a mountaintop experience is emotional or spiritual. You're wrestling with a decision, and suddenly you meet someone and have a talk, and things become clear. A beautiful feeling. Sometimes someone is just in the right place at the right time to comfort you or to help you see a new way. The stories of our faith are full of stories about the mountain. The mountain was where people would meet the Holy One. You can think of them immediately. Moses receiving the law from God. Abraham, Micah, Peter, James, John on the mountain seeing Jesus transfigured before their eyes. Now, as far as mountaintop experiences go, the great vigil is the mountaintop of the Christian year. This is it. We are here on the mountaintop. We sit here, we walk, we do things to celebrate the resurrection, but those things are done in story and in sacrament and in song, usually. This is the end of Holy Week, so we've been walking the journey, and now we're here on the mountain of the great vigil of Easter. We started in the darkness. We moved into the light. We started in silence, and we're moving into the place where now we're allowed to say the forbidden A word. Alleluia. Now, the church has other vigils. Maybe you know some of them. Holy Thursday is one time that we stop and try to remember Jesus in the garden. Some churches make a garden in a place where people can gather and pray for 1 hour, remembering Jesus's request. Could you not pray with me 1 hour? We sometimes have a vigil before a baptism. Not very common, but there is a liturgy for that. But as you think about life, you think, well, there's a lot of less formal vigils, right? There is the vigil or the waiting for the birth of a child. That's usually a very happy time. It's a time, waiting around 9 months. Stories that women share with each other about their experience of childbirth, sometimes good, sometimes not so helpful. The medical appointments, the stories of your own birth, the choosing of a name. There's also the vigil of death. Too many this past year, too many. But that vigil is also full of story, remembering, visiting, talk of happy times, talk of a soon-to-be-coming funeral, forgiveness, joy in time spent. That is also a vigil. Now, all these vigils have two things in common. First, they're waiting. There's time to wait and to prepare. So waiting and preparation is part of a vigil. The other part of the vigil is telling the stories and listening to the stories. So we prepare and wait, and then we tell the story and listen. So that's what just happened. Lent was that waiting. Lent was that preparation. That time that was leading, bringing us, carrying us to this point. Then listening to the story and telling the story helps us to know what is our place in history. It helps us to know who we are. And it helps us to know that we are part of a bigger story. But this is the vigil of all vigils. This is where we meet the Holy One again. We heard the stories of creation, that God created us and loves us forever, no matter what. That God has made a covenant with us. That's what Isaiah says. That we are forgiven, that we are beloved, that we are promised a God who will not only be with us, like the Israelites in the Red Sea, walking with them, but also going ahead of them. And so we hear the stories that help us find our place in history, that help us know who we are, that teach us that we are part of a bigger story. And so we are here celebrating the resurrection in kind of a quiet, peaceful nighttime worship experience. Tomorrow is for the sunshine. Tomorrow is for more visibility of the flowers and all that is God's creation. Tomorrow is for the new shoes and Easter clothes. But tonight is for us. Tonight is for us, the baptized, to renew our promises, to hold our promises in the light of the resurrection, and to let our promises be lifted by the Alleluias of Easter.